The interior is forecast to get a little snow over the next couple of days, but as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the trend is for continued dry weather.
Less than an inch of snow is forecast for the central and eastern interior through Wednesday, far from enough to turn around Fairbanks' otherwise snowless November. That doesn't surprise National Weather Service Alaska Region Climate Sciences and Services Manager Rick Toman, who tracks broader patterns influencing the state.
The flow aloft has been out of the south, which means areas to the lee of significant mountain ranges are dry, and we've also had a lack of Bering Sea storms this fall, which has helped contributed to much of western Alaska being dry.
Toman issued a long-range forecast Friday. He anticipates warmer than normal temperatures to continue across much of Alaska, except the northeastern portion of the state.
The Brooks Range down into the eastern interior may not share in that warmth, at least for the whole month, but for the winter as a whole, all of Alaska tilts towards significantly warmer than normal.
The long-range outlook does not include much snow for the interior.
Precipitation follows kind of a Chinook-type pattern with southerly winds aloft. That would bring, over a several-month period, significantly above normal precipitation to the eastern Gulf of Alaska coast, Kenai Peninsula area. But as those southerly winds blow across the coastal mountains and then the Alaska Range, those are drying winds for the interior.
Toman stresses that long-range forecasting is based on computer models that aren't all in agreement. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.